Hello, my name is Brett Grinslade. I'm a program manager on Azure Analysis Services. I'm going to show you how to move an existing semantic model from on-premises to the cloud, so I don't need to manage underlying infrastructure in order to maximize performance, reliability, and to protect our data. I can take advantage of an in-memory data model for lightning-fast query performance or direct query mode for real-time data access without the need to move any data. Let me show you my existing demo architecture and explain how we can move an existing tabular model to the cloud. Here's my traditional architecture with SQL Server Analysis Services on-premises. At this time, my data source is a SQL Server database, and we'll leave that there. We have a strategic plan to move our workloads to the cloud. Since we're already using Power BI, moving the tabular models will improve our flexibility and operations. This will be my new architecture. My data store stays on-premises, and I will get to leverage my existing skills using all the same tools such as SQL Server Analysis Services, models, and Visual Studio and SSMS. I'll need the latest versions which are available to download. That's enough slides. Let me show you how easy this is to do. I have my existing semantic model here in Visual Studio. I'm going to show you a few things. First, that it's the 1200 model. 1103 tabular models are not supported. I can look in Tabular Model Explorer and see that my data source is SQL Server. I have my KPIs and measures. Let's really quick go to SSMS and see that there are no databases deployed. So I'll show you how that we configure this to work with Azure Analysis Services. Just go to Properties, change the deployment server to your cloud location, click OK, and now we'll deploy. It'll deploy the metadata just like on-premises, and then it'll prompt me for credentials. And now it'll continue to process the data because I have it configured to do processing on deployment. This is coming down through the gateway and pulling data from on-premises. There we go. The data has been transferred. And then we'll see, let's refresh this server here really quickly. And you can see we have the same model here. Now in production, I would need to set the users, but I won't do that in this demo. Let me just show you how we can connect to that data to show that it's still there. So this is my Power BI model on-premises. I'm going to change the data source connection to be the cloud connection. I'm going to pick the base model. I won't use one of the perspectives. Let me just refresh. There we go. And this data is coming from the cloud now. So I hope you can see how easy it is to reuse your existing skills and models with Azure Analysis Services. To recap, Azure Analysis Services works with tabular data models only at this time. It supports the same MDX and DAX queries as SQL Server Analysis Services 2016. It has both in-memory models and direct query modes. It's also ideal for hybrid and cloud solutions. You can reuse your existing SSAS assets and skills to move to the cloud. We're excited to bring you this new service, and it'll keep improving each month. You can use it to reduce your underlying infrastructure, and soon you'll have the ability to scale or pause to meet your business needs. These links will help you get started, including where to get the latest tools like SSMS, SSDT, and the on-premises gateway. Please provide feedback via the Azure portal, or just use one of these links to get to the forums. Thanks.